You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once again, an homage to Donald Sterling. I hate that that got turned into a song, but okay.
I still can't believe that was real
life. That was real life. That he did an interview on national TV. Big magic. So one note before we help David with something. And I'm not going to yell. I promise. But you already said about Juan Soto and how you heard reports last week that Steve Cohen in his little Mets hat, like Steve Cohen's wearing a suit and then he puts a little Mets hat on, was going to fly to California to see Juan Soto and that, you know, the Mets are going to, they're going all in to try to get him. Like, do you ever sit back? And like, for me, it's different. Like, I'm a Yankee fan, but I work here, right? This is my home. And the Tigers are a part of my business. And I want my audience to, I want my audience to get a World Series because this is ridiculous. But do you ever sit back and go, God, what would that be like to just have an owner who wanted it, who bled to win? Now, the difference is Steve Cohen, also rich, is a fan. He bought the team he was a fan of for years. I mean, look, George Steinbrenner, there was a lot of good and a lot of bad, but he was a fan. He wanted to win, period. I am yearning so bad to get any level of belief that this Tigers organization has any of that in their bones. Not even a Juan Soto thing. That would be irresponsible here. I'm saying every story we've done following the GM meetings, wasn't a competitive offer to Scooble. Well, on a whiteboard, Javi's going to platoon it short. They won't buy Javi out. They're only interested in arms 1 year. They don't want to give term to free agents. Like, there's nothing, and this is not tiny violin, Rico. I'm shooting you straight. But there's, you know how depressing it is? It's 4 o'clock, November 14th. We know tomorrow's going to be a Lions Day and all that. I don't have a single thing I can sell our listeners about their baseball team that truly was the darlings of September and a moment in time in October. And we have to sit here and act like we are the Tampa Bay Rays whose roof got blown off. Or the Oakland A's who will be playing at Kenny Kott's cousin's backyard. Like, I can't escape that. And I don't know why I still let it bother me. But it does.
It bothers you, and it bothers a lot of Tiger fans, Mike, because you actually had the owner. You had the owner that was willing to go out and pay and spend and try to win a title and get as many pieces as he could. You did. Mr. Ilitch, Mike Ilitch, that was his thing. He spent money, didn't care. I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to try to put the best team out there. Got him to the World Series twice, didn't win it, but you can never say it wasn't for lack of trying.
Right. And guys, look, we're all in a good mood today despite terrible weather. I'm not trying to do an angry topic. This isn't even a topic. I guess it's just, do you get triggered? I know it's a popular word. When you hear reports like that and you go, damn, why not us? I mean, literally, I'm over here maybe getting excited if I ever hear the Tigers associated with Christian Walker. Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? A 33, 34-year-old, good first baseman. I like Christian Walker. I want him here. But I lowered my own standards because I know where we live and who owns the team and how it works. And I'm like, I can't even believe it. How you could own this team, make the playoffs, and I don't even care if you've got to overrule your president of baseball ops. Mm-hmm. I want 3 million people through my turnstiles next year. Capiche? I got the new 1901 society. I gotta sell that puppy out. We don't have that. And it's just, I can I get one report the Tigers are in on one interesting player? Versus, and again, you guys are like, well, Valeni and Rico are negative. No, we're not. We took the news that emanated from the GM meetings. That's all we have. I can't sell you something that's a lie. I can't sell you a report that you've reached out to Corbin Burnes. I can't. Maybe Corbin Burnson, not Corbin Burnes. So I'm sorry. And by the way, F the Mets. They are a real problem for me. But if Steve Cohen gets involved, I am willing to let Juan Soto walk and just go F it. I'm not doing this.
It's going to be overpriced.
Dude, I'm not giving him 15 years. I'm not doing this. You know, again, he's not Ohtani. I love Juan Soto. He's a ton of fun to watch. Fans love him. He provides an energy. He'll give you a 400 OBP. But Rico, he's not some elite fielder. He doesn't run. He's great at bats. On the average, he'll probably give you about 30 homers. Wonderful player, but Ohtani's different. Ohtani is Babe Ruth. It's different. Yeah. So if Cohen wants to get involved to make the Yankees look bad, F it. But look, it's the principle of hearing Jeremy Otto on our station, on Tigers flagship, and never once in his updates, and it's not Jeremy's fault, it's never anything that I can use regarding your baseball team, ever. And it bothers me. They made the playoffs. They've got some young pieces here that, okay, it's starting to make sense. And you don't even get a report. I can't even give people a list or some, like, you know, bobblehead Jeff Passan, whose head might be bigger than mine. Yeah, I can't even do, oh, you know, Jeff Passan projects, you're signing, you know, my dead grandmother. I can't even do that. Does that resonate with you? Or should I just give up? Is that what I need to do?
It's going to frustrate you. You may need to power down a little bit because you want this. You're going to get this.
Rico's holding one hand way higher than the other. This is an audio medium. Just trying to help.
Sorry. I was you know what, Mike? Every now and then I forget. I just think that I'm talking to you on the phone.
I know what you're saying.
You want a lot, Mike. They're not offering as much as you want. You want it on 10. They're saying maybe 2. And it may not be a compromise. So either lower the standards or you just get angry.
To their credit, they hired a guy that was more than willing to enjoy the company motto. Scott Harris is happy to build a cheap ball club. It's called what it is. It isn't like San Francisco had the number one payroll in the league, and he was there for 1 year.
And I think it's also going to be a feather in his cap. Like, them winning this year, see, look what I did.
Oh, for God's
sake. Look what
we
got. Feather in my cap. Right. We didn't spend a ton of money. We're not the Mets.
Put the feather in your cap. I'll put the World Series in my trophy case. I don't care about the feathers or your stupid hat.
But weren't we told we would add when the core is here?
Mm-hmm.
The core is here. And he said that we would spend when the core is here.
You're also told they would spend once the Mickey contract fell off.
That's true.
And again, Kenny, maybe they will. All I'm saying is the more it goes on and it's like, man, why can't our owner be on a play? Like, can you imagine ever reading a report that Chris Illich boarded Pizza One and flew to see Juan Soto? Like, could you ever imagine a point in our lives Chris Illich is flying to personally meet with name player? I mean, I would stand and applaud. It'd be like Citizen Kane. I'd be like, oh my God.
He's boarding Pepperoni One just to go to talk to Juan Soto.
Crazy Puff One. And he's going to talk to Juan Soto. I mean, I would stand and applaud. And it just seems so, Like it seems impossible. And yet what I have to sell our listeners is Scott Harris is saying a platoon of Javi Baez and Trey Sweeney is on the table.
Looks good on the whiteboard.
That's all.
What you're saying feels like a dream, but what I'm living in feels like a nightmare. It's just there. Nothing.
Yeah, it's it was told to be a long time ago, man. When you start thinking of how the team thinks and stop thinking like how you think, you understand it more, and it does. It lowers your expectations. Like, you're not going to get this. David, you can't walk up to your youngest child and say, you know what? Go get a job. You may want him to go get a job, but he's not ready for that.
At 4 years old, that's not happening. Right. Yes.
But in your mind, you're like, you know what? I'm tired of feeding you. Go get a job.
David, any ticket text on this, and then I'll move on, I promise. And I'm sorry, guys. I don't mean to sound like a whiny bitch. It just bugs me. I want nothing more than to do engaging radio with you guys and get something. That this team is serious about something. And I feel terrible every day. Any news we get from the Tigers, it's Kenny's bidet.
Where's the drive in these Detroit organizations? The Wings and Tigers had such a great history of getting big names. What has happened? I don't get triggered because I don't care about our teams anymore because they don't. So I'll buy back, and when they show me they care to win. Never give up, Mike. Been a Tiger fan for longer than I can say, and I will never give up. I'll be frustrated, but I'll never give up. Unfortunately, Mike, Rico, I believe Scott Harris came here thinking he can run the Cleveland-Milwaukee model. It ain't happening, guys.
Yeah, because I'd ask you, where are their World Series? You don't win it cheap. History tells you that. So, look, we can move on. I won't belabor it. It's just, I don't know. And it also angered me, Jeremy, so gleefully reading it. I wanted to punch him. Steve Cohen's going to see Soto. Better have him clean his next update up. I am not here for that. It's like he was taunting us.
He's talking to you.
Where's Otto?
I think you should put it yourself.
Where is Otto from? Is he an incel from some other town? Where's this guy from?
He's from here.
Nah. Get me a. I want to know the origin story of Jeremy Otto. Sitting over here taunting me about Juan Soto. You're taunting. If you're from Detroit, shame on you. Read something. I'm upset now, and I'm in a good mood. I'm going to help David with something next. We gotta fix David's life situation. All right. Can't fix his life, but I can fix his situation.
The holiday season is
Enjoy that accident, kid.
There's no accident, kid. What are you talking about? You're all playing.
Congrats, accident.
There's one more?
No, there's not one more. No.
It's twins.
Oh, boy.
That is a fear of mine. No more. We're done.
Oh.
You drive a minivan.
Oh, no.
That's exactly how I would sound.
There's David hearing the news. His wife is late.
And not to pick him up.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, real quick before we get back to business. First of all, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We have a situation, and David has a situation, but because it affects me, I'm making it my situation. So I need your help, people. Jury duty is something that just happens. And I have to get David out of jury duty. Now, I've offered a solution that no one has argued is ineffective, but yet no one is comfortable with it. And that is, to me, when you are interviewed for jury duty, you just say some of the most egregious things on the planet in order to be inadmissible as a juror. Like, it wouldn't matter. Like, if David rolls in, even though he doesn't feel this way, and he just goes, I hate all white people. You're not a juror. You're out. They're going to go, this guy's a loose cannon. If David rolls in and goes, I want you to know something up front, really happy to be here, but I'm a crackhead and I'm going to have to do crack while on your jury, they're going to just be like, nope. Yeah. Wait, isn't that how you get out of this?
Yeah, is it okay to smoke rocks on your break?
Right, like David rolls up and says, David says, I hate minorities. Like, what? How would they allow him there? So hold on. I'm asking people, how do you end up becoming a juror when isn't that the way out? You just say, I'm a terrible person. I need out. Rico, have you done this?
I've never had to. I always get dismissed. Like, I call in and I don't hear my name called.
Have you gone with the egregious life viewpoints so that you know your name won't get called?
Oh, I haven't had to.
Or am I missing something? In trouble for doing that?
No, if you're, because here's the thing, they know. Now, what's going to happen is you got to have a backup. So you can't just say, I hate everybody, because the judge has already heard this before.
Okay.
So then they may say, well, when did you start hating everybody? And if you stutter, yeah, get over there. You're on the jury. So judges have become keen to the fact of people come up with weird things to say.
I'd like to know, if you've gotten out of jury duty, how have you done it? Because we cannot have David on a jury missing weeks of a show for somebody's traffic ticket. Not having it. Plus, David does not have the moral compass to be on a jury. See, this man is a fraud. He's a con. He is not a religious leader in this town.
See, David, wow.
I'm trying to build a case, David, where if the judge is hearing it, they don't want David.
David, if you're going to say you hate something, you got to be specific about it.
What should David say he hates?
Like, you hate... you know what? I hate minorities. I hate women. I hate myself.
I don't like anything.
You know what, David, Your Honor?
Says, I hate America.
Right. You know what? After the last, I hate everything after America. I don't like it. I'm angry. Your Honor, I don't like you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, though. I want to do jury duty. I've always wanted to do jury duty. I want to sit there with my little pad, my glasses on, and I want to determine if someone's guilty or not guilty. I've watched all the, court TV stuff. Oh. Love it. Want to do it.
Maybe that's the way to get out, David. You say, you know what?
Oh, if I say I want to do
it. I've watched every Dateline episode. I promise you, the defense lawyer is going to say, don't want him.
You might be right about that.
I've watched every Dateline, every 2020, every cold case. Oh, yeah. And literally, David, nerd up your look, find the nerdiest glasses, put a pocket protector in, have like 5 pens and pencils in your pocket, and just say, with the double bow tie, I'm ready. Let's go.
But you're missing the point.
Yeah.
He wants to screw us over.
No.
We have to put a stop to this.
No.
No, I'm trying to work on that.
All right. Why are you whispering? He's sitting right there.
He can't hear us.
And David, stop acting like you want to help anybody.
He's too busy.
You don't like anyone.
Oh, no. I don't want to help anyone. I want to help myself.
What if you want that $10 check a day?
No, I don't care about that.
David, I want to be a pretend lawyer for a day. Dismissal. Just please. We're heading down a home stretch of a football season. I don't need you missing. First of all,
I get out. I say I hate the Lions. That may get me out. I don't really hate the Lions, people. I don't. No. But that may get me out.
You hate Jared Goff.
Oh. Do you know what case you're up for?
No idea. I don't know anything yet till I walk in.
I don't think it's going to be like an OJ type case. He may be gone for a couple of days. Yeah, I see. He's trying to get out of this. He wants to get out of jury duty.
No, what are you talking about?
He wants to get out of working with us.
No, I am doing a civic duty.
No, you're not.
I'm being asked to do my civic duty.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Bigger civic duty, jury duty, or working this show? This show provides people with endless free entertainment.
Very true.
So what? It's one court case. They'll find another version of you.
These are also the people that listen that think I'm not a real Michigan fan. They can't stand my opinion on the Detroit Lions. So who am I really helping here?
Us.
Should I help the person that's on trial or should I help the people here?
But your prejudices know no bounds. You're going to throw them in jail regardless.
David.
You're a terrible person. I hope the court's hearing this. You're terrible.
And David just may show up to the court painting his face in maize and
blue. Wait a minute. Time out.
Maize and blue paint.
Hold on. One half
maize, one half blue.
Let's take a page out of Kenny's book. You show up hammered. If David showed up blotto on church wine, you can get out.
Yes, and straight to jail.
Why?
Very much so.
How did you get here, son? I drove.
No. I'll drive him. David, just blotto.
Right.
On church wine, I drive him there.
He's going to sit there until he dries out. Once they realize, are you drunk?
Yes.
Bailiff, please take this man and put him in jail.
I might be there
David
for a
could
while.
Just say he drinks every day.
Then right. They're really going to keep me in jail.
Yes, they can. He didn't drive here.
Yes, they can, because they now know you're drunk. So we don't know what you're going to do once you leave here. We don't want to get sued. You're going to stay here until you're sober.
Bad plan. We'll reorganize.
No. We're talking this through.
I just know we can't lose him for 2 weeks.
It's going to be 2 weeks.
It's a trial, David.
This isn't Law and Order where the trials last for weeks.
Well, it ain't going to last one show.
I think it might, actually.
Great. I'll see you in February. Between the holiday time off and now this curated caper you got here with jury duty, you got to get out of this. And I need the people to help. How do we get this man out of jury duty? Can't he say he's a public figure? Can't he say he's a biased human being? He hates everybody?
Right. You can say you're biased. You can't hate everybody. Because then they're like, you're perfect because you'll be unbiased.
People feel free.
Wow.
What?
You didn't have your headset on for that one.
Hold on. At least let me partake in the slander. Go ahead, David. Wow. Now, if he rolled in and said that, does that get him out of jury? What if he said that?
Oh, that probably would work.
What if he rolls in? This guy's a wild card. He's unstable.
He may be there till Thanksgiving. Well, that was...
Okay, this was a bad idea.
No, well, I, you know what? I like it. David, yes. Show up there in just like the old 1970s basketball shorts. I promise you.
I can find some.
Nobody's going to put you on
the
that
The Larry
jury.
David strategy.
Yeah, I can find
the
some.
The gym
yeah.
shorts, and you put your legs up on the thing, but you got the gym shorts on but no underpants, and you're like, I don't, what's the problem?
Right.
That's how he didn't get in trouble at the golf club. You got to be a Curb Your Enthusiasm fan to understand the reference. It is brilliant.
So there you go.
Straight to the people. We have to get David out of jury duty. We are in a football book. We do not have time to lose David for weeks on end for a meaningless trial. Plus, he has no scruples, no moral compass. You don't want him on your jury.
Oh.
How do you get him out of your jury? People, I need to hear it.
David. The person on trial better not be a Spartan.
Or tell him you're a fire and brimstone pastor. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want that.
Hey, I've got a former judge on the line, and we're going to the source, an expert, and certainly someone who will know. We go to Greg in Plymouth. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Mike. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Mike, let me say this. First of all, a person... can always seek an adjournment from the jury commission.
Okay, how does that work?
You just called the notice on the little card that you get the notification. You might be in the Coleman A. Young, which is typically the civil trials, auto accidents, wrongful death, cases like that, breach of contract cases. Now, you can also go to the criminal division, okay? Mm-hmm. And you just simply call the jury commission. They will generally be very reasonable and just grant you an adjournment. Now, as to excuses to get out.
Yes.
Yes. Judges have heard basically every excuse in the world. And what some of my colleagues would do is, and I had a couple, they had every time you had a question, they raised their hand why they shouldn't be a juror. And when they were deliberately trying to avoid their civic duty, what judges will sometimes do is say, fine, you're excused, but you're going to remain throughout the trial and take notes.
Oh, dear. Oh, Greg, I'm so happy you called. Okay, see? David, we're not going to go with the original strategy. Greg has just saved you and us a lot of pain.
Talking to judges, they're like, yeah, we just start asking questions and the person can't follow up with the right answers.
Mike, also, just so you know, probably 90% or more of the cases are now resolved. If it's a civil case, they have mediation, facilitation, arbitration, alternative dispute resolution mechanisms in place.
Right, because court's so, expensive, and you want to get it settled and move it on, correct?
Yes. So typically, the civil cases, if you are picked, they generally don't run that long. Now, I was an aviation lawyer, and sometimes the wrongful death cases would go a week or two. Now, I've done criminal cases that have gone 6, 7, 8 weeks.
See, that's what we can't have. Now, David, do you know what you're in here?
I don't remember. I have to go back home and look at it.
Wow, great juror.
It's downtown somewhere.
Wonderful.
And Mike, I served twice.
Oh, my God, Greg.
Just because the people that you run into, that's the most common request from the citizenry is, how can I get out of jury duty? And I served, and I was able to tell them, I served.
Boy, Greg, yeah, man, I like you. Because, like, you have all the answers and you're not even mean about it. But, Greg, you understand we can't lose this guy for weeks. We're in the middle of a Super Bowl drive. What are we doing here?
Mike, I'm about to go to a doctor's appointment, but if you want to call me back, I'll leave you my cell number. You might be interested in what I'm going to tell you.
Whoa, hold on. That's cryptic. Now, what is it in reference to?
Jury duty.
Okay, good deal. All right, well, hold on. I'll put you on hold. We'll get it from Kenny. We'll make it happen. David, so if you go to the interview, we're not going to run with the first story. That's not going to happen. Can you imagine if they made David sit there, take notes?
Oh, God. Yeah, you'd really be mad because...
He'd be gone for weeks.
You're not a part of the jury.
Correct.
You don't show up, you're going to get fined.
Yep.
But you're not going to be making any money either.
David, yep. I do think it would be wise to take Greg up on his offer. I think you should call him and understand the full scope of jury duty. I think that would be good for you.
I'm telling you, just walk in there and just embellish your... I am a fire and brimstone pastor. I don't believe in forgiveness.
What's he going to do? Say he believes in Hammurabi's code?
Old Testament. Old Testament law. Eye for an eye. You stole? It's going to steal from you.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Some of the things people are calling up with, I can't even say on the air. I mean,
Which one?
I'm not even. You're going to ask me to say it.
Coco?
Yes.
Uh-oh, let me see this.
I can't say that.
You're going to be Kenny Cott, is basically.
Remember when Kenny missed a few days of work?
Remember when Kenny had to miss a couple days of work?
Let's go to Bryce, 97.1. Bryce, how you doing?
Doing well, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it. So I have actually been chosen for jury duty and jury selection, and I got out of it, and I got out of it without being a total degen. So okay. I'll tell you what I did. I essentially, I went up there, and when you kind of feel out what the case is for, so like what the judge was saying, whether it's DUI or whatever, then when you get called up there, you tell them that you've had a family member that's been prosecuted and convicted under this same crime before, and that really you have a bad taste in your mouth about all this, and in good conscience, you can't be unbiased in making a determination about it. That way you're not a degen, and you still have a legitimate excuse to get out of it from the judge, and the judge asked me, she goes, can you be unbiased in this case? And I just straight up said, no, I cannot. So if they ask you, just say that.
Now, what? But can't they go back and demand the name of the person so they can vet your claim?
So I chose to not say it because I kind of thought that all that was on the public record. So I told them that I had a family member who had a DUI and I didn't want to give them their name and that there were some extenuating circumstances with it. It went through the court system, and I really have an unbiased view on when it comes to DUI cases and how they bring them forward. And so she's like, can you put that bias aside for this case? And I said, no, ma'am, I cannot.
Man, you are sharp. Look at Bryce. I don't, wow, okay. And Bryce is right. Like, that's not being a total degen. Like, we had David going in with a plan of being Donald Sterling. Like, that's not good at all. And thank God we talked to Greg in Plymouth, and he's like, listen, they could make him sit there and take notes mm-hmm. like it's detention.
Mm-hmm. Man. That doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
No. I'm not on a jury. I'm just sitting there. No.
But you're doing your civic duty.
That's not my civic duty. I want to be on the jury. That's my civic duty.
If it's a real civic duty, you'll do it for free.
I don't care about the money. I just want to be an actual fake lawyer.
Being a juror is free, isn't it?
No.
What do they do?
They don't give you that money.
They pay you like for your lunch.
Well, what the hell does that matter if you're unemployed? Can you be let go because you got selected for jury duty?
They could. What you could do, your excuse would be that I'm providing for my family and I cannot take off. I need to work.
Once you tell them you got 11 kids, there's no way they could keep you on that jury.
Just four.
I don't have four. I do not have four.
They haven't done the announcement. It's going to be a Christmas
thing.
It's going to be special for the kids underneath the tree.
The words expressed by Mike and Rico. Wait.
Is it finally going to be a girl? Oh.
Doesn't matter. We're not trying again. We're done.
It's not what I've heard.
You know what? And I think we'll call her Miracle.
Wow. Wow. 248-539-9797. By the way, Odyssey.com Rewind, you missed anything. We've covered the Bryce Underwood thing with U of M. We talked a little bit of Tigers. We talked about the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. We just took a quick TO here because David has to do this jury duty interview. And like, yeah, no, I'm not trying to lose our executive producer in a Super Bowl drive. I'm terrified. I'm like, oh no, we can't have this. Then that means at the most important time of the year, we got to let Kenny drive the boat. Oh dear God. That's how the Titanic happened, Kenny. Captain was drunk. The iceberg was right there. This is a good time, Dad.
You know what? We're just going to go ahead and put a chalk outline of where Kenny was sitting. He just took a whole bunch of strays.
It's Otto's fault. After that Juan Soto update, I am on tilt.
Oh, boy.
I blame Jeremy Otto.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.